Hello everybody and welcome to episode 112 of Gordon Valentine's podcast. Right then, I promised last year at the end of September I was going to start doing more podcasts and then I just never got around to it. So now, I promise, hand in my heart, I've got my hand in my heart right now, I'm going to start doing more podcasts. And what I used to do in my podcast, I used to speak about lots of random stuff, and I thought, well, actually, it's probably not the best thing to do, so now I'm going to pick one topic, and that's all I'm going to speak about. Right then, so this episode, I'm going to talk about me being single. Yep, I am single. A lot of people don't believe that I am, and just presume that I've got a boyfriend. Why people presume that, I have no idea, considering this year marks my 10-year anniversary of being single. I can remember becoming single quite well because in 2009, yep, 10 years ago, I was doing the entrance cycle, which I got dumped in the middle of doing, so it sort of ruined doing the entrance cycle, because when I look back at it, other than the end, that's one of the main things I remember about it. And of course, back then, I was 29, so this was relatively young, and I'm like 39, nearly 40, and in gay years, that basically means you're over the hill and past it. And also the problem is, I'm quite fussy when it comes to, well, lots of people, well, you could date such and such person. But the thing is, I don't want to be with the wrong person, if that makes any sense. But there are lots of people that I get on with, well, they get with me, but I just don't have that spark. Because I need somebody, basically, when he walks in the room, I know people are going to say this is a bit corny, but I need it to make my heart flutter, basically. And if that doesn't happen, it's not going to happen. I need that sort of connection with them. I know this is a bit sad as well, I need to find them attractive as well, which is it's bad, but you do. Whether it's like the personality attractive to the looks, both, but you just need to have that attraction. If you don't have that, it's not going to last. I know looks fade and everything else, but you still need that initial, when they walk in the room, you just have that thing about them. Which has just not happened. There are some people that I've sort of flirted with, sort of seen them a little bit, it's just not worked out. I just don't have that connection with them, they don't have that connection with me. And that's everything that quite often happens. You know yourself, you'll see somebody you like, you get on really well with them, but they just have that connection with you. Or the other way, they really like you, but you just don't like them in that way, if that makes any sense. So I just don't want to have a boyfriend just for the sake of having a boyfriend. If I know it's not going to work, I don't want to waste my time. And the other time, I don't want to be in that situation, let's say, another 5 years down the line, we break up at that point, I'm nearly 50. Well, it's funny, but oh, great, because my next partner, I ideally want them to be that. I want them to be the my next partner for life. Probably a bit much to ask, but hey-ho. And the other problem I've got is, well, lots of people in the gay world want open relationships, which, again, I'm not into. But open relationships mean you can get married to somebody, and then they basically can still sleep around, which, again, I'm a bit old-fashioned. If I'm seeing somebody, no, basically, it's not going to happen. And the other thing, lots of people, well, might not like the fact we're on Wetsuit Lads and saying, you've got to set Wetsuit Lads down. Not going to happen. I've been on that website now since 2003, which is a long, long time. So I was like early 20s when I set up. So that's not going to happen. I know me and Wetsuit Lads once my fallouts and I get irritated by it, and I'm going to set the website down. But I don't think it's ever going to happen, to be honest. I might get to see them that I'll stop posting photos of myself, as I say, at 40 in gay world, that is ancient. I don't think I'm looking too bad for 40, but literally the other day at work, somebody said to me, what age are you? And I was like, I don't even know what to answer. I was like, what age do you think you are? And you went, late 20s? I was like, oh, I love you, late 20s, I'll have that, but some days I wake up and you feel quite young, and every day I wake up and you get to bed, you're like, oh, and everything cracks. Just not pleasant. But if you do fancy me, you could just go to my website and fill out my boyfriend application form, which is gordon-valentine.com, which I'm sure you know about, because obviously this is even this podcast. And if you go to, I think it's the top, it says About Me. I really should have checked that first, yeah. About Me, and then down below, the first one, it says boyfriend application form, which you can fill out just for a laugh. I do read them all. I don't often get back to them. Most people fill them out either too old for me, too young for me, blah, blah, the other side of the planet, so that's just not going to work. But the dog's not coming out and going to see me. So anyway, that's what I thought I'd speak about in this podcast of why am I single. Yeah, I am. Anyway, so if you do want to do that, and next podcast I'll speak about something else. I've already got an idea of two things I'm going to speak about. One is either depressing, which will cheer everybody up. Well, the other one's about some of my favourite gay films. Of course, if you've got any ideas what you want me to speak about, if you just go to my website, which is gordon-valentine.com. And if you click on contact me, and then if you just sort of fill out the little form there, the best thing to do if you want to have it as a podcast, if you go to it, it's number 6 selection, give me ideas for podcasts. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Again, if you have listened to it, do let me know by using that contact form, or of course my website on the blog post, I'll post a link to it if you just comment below as you've listened. So, 2019, I'm determined I'm going to make this a better year than I have been having. So anyway, over and out.